This is Bible Basics, Study 4-7, The Place of Reward, Heaven or Earth. Apart from the above reasons, any who still feel that heaven rather than earth will be the location of God's kingdom, that is, the promised reward by grace, need to also explain away the following points. Firstly, the Lord's Prayer asks for God's kingdom to come, that is, praying for the return of Christ, whereby God's desires will be done on earth as they are now done in heaven, Matthew 6:10. We are therefore praying for God's kingdom to come on the earth. It is a tragedy that thousands of people thoughtlessly pray these words each day while still believing that God's kingdom is now already fully established in heaven and that the earth will be destroyed. Next point. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5:5. It doesn't say, for their soul shall go to heaven. This is alluding to Psalm 37, the whole of which emphasizes that the final reward of the righteous will be upon the earth. In the very same location that the wicked had enjoyed their temporary supremacy, the righteous will be recompensed with eternal life and possess the same earth that the wicked once dominated. And that's found in Psalm 37, verses 34 and 35. The meek shall inherit the earth. Those who are blessed by him shall inherit the earth. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Psalm 37, verses 11, 22, 29. The next point. David is both dead and buried. David did not ascend into the heavens. That's in Acts 2, 29 and 34. Instead, Peter explained that his hope was the resurrection from the dead at Christ's return. Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 36. Next point. Earth is the arena of God's operations with mankind. Heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the children of men. That's Psalm 115, verse 16. The next point, Revelation 5, 9, and 10, relates a vision of what the righteous will say when they are accepted at the judgment seat. That is, Christ has made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. This picture of ruling in God's kingdom on earth is quite removed from the vague conception that we will enjoy bliss somewhere in heaven. Next point. The prophecies of Daniel chapters 2 and 7 outline a succession of political powers which would finally be superseded by the kingdom of God at Christ's return. The dominion of this kingdom would be under the whole heaven and would fill the whole earth. That's Daniel chapter 7, verse 27, and Daniel chapter 2, verse 35. Compare also verse 44. This everlasting kingdom shall be given to the people, the saints of the Most High. That's Daniel chapter 7, verse 27. Their reward is therefore eternal life in this kingdom, which is to be located on earth, under the heavens.